This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, May 12th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 8.3%. That's how much consumer prices for the year climbed at an annual rate in April, according to Labor Department data that was released Wednesday. For the month, overall consumer prices climbed 0.3%. While both figures came in under March levels, they were still higher than what economists predicted, and show that inflation is still running hot. And while the energy index slipped slightly, other readings showed inflation is hitting Americans' wallets in other ways. The airfares, food, new vehicles, and shelter indexes all saw price hikes. The airfares index marked its largest one-month increase since record-keeping started in the 1960s. Despite the monthly slowdown, a wide swath of market watchers and economists think the CPI data is unlikely to change the Federal Reserve's plan to aggressively raise interest rates and tighten policy. The next number up is 8 million. That's how many shares Ford Motor says it sold of Rivian Automotive on Monday, after the startup electric vehicle maker's IPO lockup expired this week. A Ford spokesperson said the sale represented a little less than 8% of its Rivian investment. Despite the sale, Ford still owns approximately 94 million Rivian shares. Rivian stock has had a tough year, with the IPO lockup and the recent broader sell-off in certain growth stocks serving as headwinds. However, Rivian offered first quarter results that were better than anticipated on Wednesday. The company posted a wider operating loss than expected, but left full-year guidance for 25,000 deliveries unchanged. Rivian delivered 1,227 vehicles in the quarter and produced more than 2,500 units. Our last number is 17 cents. That's how much Wendy's says its per share adjusted earnings were for the first quarter, coming in just a tick under Wall Street expectations. The fast food company reported about $489 million in revenue for the period, also less than what analysts had forecast. The fast food company reported about $489 million in revenue for the period, also less than what analysts had forecast. That's not all. Wendy's company-operated restaurant margin dropped from 17% the same time last year to about 12%. Wendy's attributed most of the dip to customer count declines, higher labor and commodity costs, and the effects of investing in the UK market. So far this year, Wendy's stock is down about 11.5%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, May 12th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.